Good afternoon, everyone. Today I am going to discuss about the fundamental of human geography book. Our first chapter name is Human Geography, Nature and Scope. Before start this chapter, I have to say something about geography. Geography means earth descriptions. That means all things inside the earth surface or earth atmosphere explained in the means of scientific way in the form of geography. You know, there is two branches of geography or two branches or approaches of geography. First one is systematic approach. Second one is regional approach. Systematic approach means all the nature, all the stages and forms of landforms, etc., involves input, processing and output. That is called a system. And in regional approach, it explains about the region or area specific elements. Under systematic approach, the major two important branches of geography are physical geography and human geography. In physical geography, it is also called earth science. Why? Because you know, earth have basically four spheres. First one is atmosphere, then hydrosphere, then lithosphere, and then biosphere or ecosphere. That means all things available in these spheres, their stages, forms, their structure, their development, all physical portions, that means, explained in physical geography. Whereas in human geography, explain the pattern and the process of human society. Before define the basic nature and definitions of human geography, you have to know two important view or two important laws of explanations that is pointed on the sixth number, that is dualism and dichotomy. You know, dualism means two different or more than two different views on a same topic. And dichotomy means two different subject matter. For an example, you know, human geography evolution is more important to explain this dualism and dichotomy. First of all, you have to know the history of human geography. There is lots of scholars and philosophers are there who evolved the scope, content and nature of human geography. Basically, some important names are Frederick Ratzel, Ellen Churchill Semple and Paul Vidal de la Blache. Some say late 15th century is the time period when human geography evolution was started. And the father of human geography is also Vidal de la Blache. Paul Vidal de la Blache is important persons to explain the human geography definitions. Before you have to know these definitions, I have to say different views of definition of different philosopher. Then you can understand the meaning of dualism. The first one, the definition of human geography postulated by Frederick Ratzel. He said, human geography is the synthetic study of relationship between human society and earth surface. Where Ellen Churchill Semple explained, human geography is the study of changing relationship between unresting man and the unstable earth. Just look in this point. Semple explained the changing relationship between unresting man and unstable earth. Where Ratzel explained the synthetic study of relationship between human society and earth surface. Later, Paul Vidal de la Blache explained human geography that he said human geography is a conception resulting from a more synthetic knowledge of physical laws that governing our earth and of the relations between the living beings which inhabit it. Look in these three views. There is three different view on a same topic, that is human geography definition. Understood, that is dualism. That means human geography definition explained by different scholars in different ways. And dichotomy means two different separate part of geography, like physical geography and human geography. Where physical geography explain the physical part and human geography explain the pattern and process of human society. That is the basic difference between dualism and dichotomy. Next thing is important, that is the nature of human geography. You know, nature means the basic interrelationship between human and nature and the way of representations of natural law and human development. Before I explain about the nature of human geography, I have to say about the approaches of human geography. Because you need to know the approaches of human geography, then you can easily understand the nature of human geography. So, the approaches of human geography consist of three different approaches. First one is environmental approach, that means environmental determinism. Second one is possibilism, and third one is neo-determinism. One by one, I have to discuss this all three approach. So, first one, just listen carefully. The first one is environmental determinism. Ellsworth Huntington is the father of environmental determinism. He said, environment play, that means the nature play the main role to control over human and human society. And there is no role of human or human society over nature. For an example, in the primitive societies, that time human don't know, or we humans don't know about the natural law. For an example, fire. We don't know that time the use of fire. We don't know how to cope with the situations of extreme climate conditions like flood, drought, etc. That time, we are looked like slave of nature. That is the main explanations under environmental determinism. I again says, environmental determinism means environment play major role to control or determine of human or human society. Next is possibilism. Vidal de la Blas is the father of possibilism. And this possibilism approach is directly opposite of environmental determinism. Here, Vidal explained that environment not control over human. He said human control over environment. How? Look, he said environment gives us possibilities. And we the human take some of a particular possibilities what we need. Just for an example, you know, coal. Coal is utilized as fuel. Coal is utilized as thermal energy generations, raw materials. Just imagine before primitive, that means before modern societies, during the time of primitive society, we don't know use of coal. That time coal is available in nature, but we don't know it. Or we don't know how to use it. But in modern days, we know what is the role of coal in our society. That means environment play major role, but human take charge on environment. How? Look, electricity. To generate electricity, first thing came our mind, that is thermal energy. For an example, so thermal energy is came from burning of coal or combustion of coal. So in nature, there is lots of elements available. Just understood these things. We need thermal energy from nature. So we need coal, but in nature, there is lots of elements are there like wood, like stone, like coal, like limestone, like water, etc. But we need thermal. That means among these all options, we take only coal. That is called possibilism. Understood? That means environment gives us possibilities and human play the major role to select some of the possibilities what they need. The next and most important approach of human geography is neo-determinism. So neo-determinism is a modern concept and that is postulated by Griffith Taylor. He said, neither environmental determinism nor possibilism. That means neither nature nor human. It is the combination of nature and human for the evolution of environment or human society. That means in neo-determinism means nature and human walk along with each other or parallel to each other by taking their hands. There is no dominancy of nature over human, or there is no dominancy over human to nature. Neo-determinism simply says our sustainable development, that means, for an example, you all know the traffic signals. In traffic signals, there are three lights. One is red, second one is yellow, third one is green. You know, when the red light is on, that means we need to stop our vehicles or we need to stop. Whenever the green light is on, that means we need to move. And whenever yellow light is there, that means we need to slower. Similarly, environment, for example, environment, there is lots of resources. Some are renewable, some are non-renewable in nature. If we use non-renewable resources more, that means these are totally gone. They can't be regenerate. That means neo-determinism seen or neo-determinism explain utilization of natural element on a scientific means or ways. This is also called stop and go determinism. Why stop and go? Another example is that, you know, cycling. Whenever we're paddling, then cycle is move. And whenever we stop paddling, then cycle stop. Just imagine cycle is the nature. Paddling means utilizations of these non-renewable resources. But nowadays, as we know, non-renewable resources can't be regenerated. That is why this is a high time we need to know when to stop. This particular point you have to know. That means we need to know when to stop of over-utilization of non-renewable resources. That is the meaning of sustainable development. That means neo-determinism deals with sustainable development. So these are the three important approach of human geography. Now, today's last explanations, that is nature of human geography. You know, the nature of human geography basically explained by so many philosophers and scholars. Among different views, it is said that human geography studies the interrelationship between physical environment and socio-cultural environment created by human beings through mutual interactions with each other. Understood? Mutual. This mutual word is most important in the nature of human geography explanations. For an example, nature gives us particular some things like, you know, different flora, different fauna, like water, ice, wind, sunlight, all extra things, and human produce like villages, cities, road networks. So there is two different, one is physical part, one is human part. So to better know about the nature of human geography, you have to know two different aspects. That is naturalizations of human, and second one is humanization of nature. So first thing I have to discuss about naturalizations of humans. Just understood these things. In naturalizations of human, it is said that human beings interact with their physical environment with the help of technology that indicates the level of cultural development of society. Technology loosens the shackles of environment on human beings. However, in the earlier stages, the level of technology was very low, as you know. The stage of human social development was primitive that time. Thus, the human being adapted to the dictate of nature. Now, here is come over the from, that means environmental determinism to possibilism. Look, however, in the earlier stage, the level of technology was pretty low, and this stage of human social development was primitive. That means it explains the environmental determinism. That means control of nature over human. And second thing, the naturalizations of human explain how humans know about the natural law and evolve our human society and structure. For an example, you know, in primitive societies, we don't know about how to use a fire and what is the utilizations of fire, how to cope with from different or many various types of diseases. But after knowing the natural law, we know how to use of fire properly. After knowing about the DNA structure and developments and genetics especially, we can cope or we can prevent so many diseases. These all are important what you need to know about the naturalizations of human. The last thing I have to say, the naturalizations of human was that afraid of nature and worship it. Humans were dependent on nature for resources that sustained them. And such physical environment become the mother of nature. Or simple term, it's called our environment, that part of time is called the mother nature. Just keep remind the term mother nature. And the last portion is humanizations of nature. In the opposite way, whenever I have to explain the humanizations of nature, here, the most important facts are people begin to understand the environment and the force of nature with the passage of time. That means with the changing of time, we know properly the environment law and how environment works. Secondly, with social and cultural developments, humans develop better and more efficient technology, like, you know, satellite system, GIS information technology to know about the earthquake intensity or etc. and all, to prevent landslide, to prevent cyclone, to prevent flood, drought, etc. Human move from a state of necessity to a state of freedom. This line, keep in mind, human moves from a state of necessity to a state of freedom. They create possibilities with the resources obtained from the environment, and these human activities create cultural landscape. And lastly, the imprints of human activities are, imprints means the human evolved element, like resorts, like huge urban sprawls, like building structure, roads, pastures, agricultural fields, ports, satellites in the space, etc. That means humanizations of nature, it advancements of human technology after knowing the nature of law. That means after knowing the mother nature, human developed cultural landscape. Cultural landscape means an area where development is supreme by taking the natural law through human evolvement. That is called cultural landscape. So basically, humanization of nature and naturalizations of humans, both are opposite directions. Where naturalizations of human explain human beings interact with their physical environment with the help of technology, and that indicates the level of cultural development of society. Where humanizations of nature involves understand the natural law force through passage of time and with social and cultural development. For better and more efficient society through technological development. This is the last portion for today's discussions. Tomorrow I have to discuss about evolutions of human geography through corridors of time and different fields of human geography or branches of human geography. Thank you.